time, we're going to have Pastor Mike Remington come and let us know about his Deaf Ranch ministry, and that'll be a great blessing. He's going to tell us about that and introduce us to his family and such, and those that are with him here. And then during the morning service, we're going to have him preach a Father's Day message for us. So we do have some deaf folks in the back. If you feel free, if you want, to move toward the front. We have plenty of chairs up front. So if you want to do that, you're welcome to do that as well. All right. Amen. Pastor Remington, would you come and minister the word to us? Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I my wife is tired that I sit back here. She's got that noose around my neck, you know.
Our boys, all right. I can talk. It's all right. Okay. My name is Mike Remington. That's my sign name. Son of a gun. If I was in school today, they'd kick me out. My sign name. Okay. So anyway, on our way here, some of you may remember my wife and my little boy. They're not here because how we van broke down. But we had two vans. Elaine, my mother-in-law over here, she was following us, so we took what we thought was all the important things and put them in her van. And we took my wife's and my son's things and put them in my van, had it towed back to Phoenix. Some of the good things got back home. You never get it all correctly. But pray for my wife, she's home now, and they're searching for a way. We have a meeting up in Bremerton, Washington next week, and so hopefully my wife can find a way to go up there. So pray for her. So let me begin. You can see me fine from the back. Oops, wait a minute. What happened here? There we are. That's not the right slide, maybe because I moved this. Anyway, that's my backyard where I live. Arizona is full of cactuses. The trees have thorns, the plants have thorns. That's my home. My home actually is quite a ways back down. You see where the eye is. That's near where my home is. What we do is we have a rehab ranch. We started a church 25 years ago for the deaf. And when we started that, we noticed a lot of deaf people who had drug and alcohol addiction problems. So we called, we tried to find where can we put deaf with addiction problems. We found there's really nothing for them. Some of the addiction programs, oh, sure, fine. Send your deaf here. I said, okay, you will sign to them, communicate with them in sign language. Oh. we'll find an interpreter maybe once a week or maybe twice a week. Boring. That's like taking somebody who doesn't know Spanish and putting them in Mexico, you know. They don't know how to communicate. Maybe they don't read Spanish either. It's very boring, very tough. So that was not an option. Other places are, well, here, paper. We'll let them read the materials. So I took some of the samples of the material. I took them back, I gave them to the deaf in my church, they read it. Most deaf have a third to fifth grade reading level, so it doesn't help them if they have big words, and no interpreter to help them understand what it means. So that was not an option. So the Lord touched our hearts to open up our home to invite that have to come and live with us. Amen. Good option, right? Makes it tight. I have 6 children of my own. But wait, first let's read the verse. We believe this. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. Jesus can give you the strength you need to overcome any problem in your life. Anger, maybe jealousy, maybe drug addictions, alcohol addictions. God can help you with it.
Amen.
How's the family? A little bit hard to see. I'm implied up there. Big guy right next to me, the curly haired lady. My wife, Amy. Okay, why Amy? She has dimples, okay? I would sign names come from something about us, or we sign something that we like to do, like music, things like that. So I would sign names come from different things. On the far side over here, big guy in red is my oldest boy. He's now living in Tennessee. He's married. On the far side over here, the girl with red, my oldest daughter, Amber. She's living in Phoenix right now, considering maybe help mom if we get another van to drive up to the conference in Washington. Nice to have her home. Right next to her, between my wife and my daughter, is my other son, Dan. He's on the ranch right now helping take care of things. He's married and he has a son. So it's our first grandchild that's born. My oldest boy has 4 boys, but it was his wife's children before. So then we have in the front, down here, the girl with the hat on. She's right there. Her name is Crystal. She giggles a lot. So her name is Crystal. And then on the phone over here, my son Joe. He's working with special needs people. So he goes around. And that place always needs more workers, so he often ends up working overtime. So let's pray for him. But he's been up to the ranch to help while I'm gone. And then another girl over here, under my oldest son, her name is Clistine, and she was supposed to be adopted by our family, but the Indian tribe, they make it so complicated that she's already 18. So we waited for years and years trying to adopt her, and then we said, well, it's time yourself, so it's fine with that. Very top, last one is my youngest boy, John, home with mom. Why did I send him home? Why not bring him? Because her husband, Don, is flying in to Washington, so he has to join with the van, so we have to make sure we have enough room if my wife can't make it up. So that's what happened. So normally I stay next, another person clicks the button. Bring this up here, easier for me. Up there, that's Don with beard, he's flying into Washington. Elaine, his wife over here. They live on the ranch. They help with different things on the ranch. Over on the upper part over here, that's Jean and Wayne Owen. Jean is the secretary. We don't like the phone ring, 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 ring at the ranch all the time. It disrupts classes. So she answers the phone and helps with different things that we need, calling. Wayne, her husband, he helps with the finances, not just with the ranch, but both with ranch and church. We have down at the bottom is Nellie. She helps with various things. If everybody's gone from the ranch, we need somebody to watch, so she comes to the ranch. And she also helps students who come. we don't have insurance or don't have this, or we have to go in. She helps with that. She can take you to the dentist once in a while. Believe me, people who do drugs often have to go to the dentist. Meth eats your teeth. So that meth is pretty bad stuff. And just get them out, things go away. So it's a helpful ministry. We help kids in many different ways. These are some of the ways. Education. Kids stay with us for 1 year or more. They need to have an education, so we give them an education as much as we can. We teach them chores and life skills. Everybody has responsibilities you have to do. We teach them self-esteem. Many kids come without self-esteem or low self-esteem. We'll explain about that later. And we teach them to reach out to other people. If you become saved, you have a responsibility to share with other people. Amen. Don't be selfish. And last, we teach them a better way of life in Jesus Christ. We start the day with Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor is right. The sign is amen. Amen. Some people over here are crazy. Amen. Amen. I think they support the Redskins, maybe. Right? So, starting with the King James Version Bible this morning, so that's pretty big. That's bigger than third to fifth grade level writing. Well, that's fine, because they're there for an education, helps them build their vocabulary.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes when we travel, we stop at different national parks or state parks so the kids can learn while we're on the road. They also have to keep a journal. So, a lot of work, no matter what. We also have math, English, history, science, politics. If you have an election year, we teach politics.
Amen.
Chores. We have a lot of different animals. We have chickens, pigs, cows, goats. Now we have a few horses on the land. I remember before when we first started, we didn't have any horses. Kids would ride. What kind of ranch is this? No horses. Horses are expensive. So anyway, they have to milk the goats. We used to have a milk cow, but she died. She was old. And I have to collect the eggs, and we have science lab. Every once in a while, we have to butcher a pig or other animal so we can analyze all of that. Well, but it's good for their education. Then they have to make their beds, wash their clothes, and wash dishes, clean up the bathroom. Can you imagine? Often we have about 13 people living on the ranch. We have one main bathroom. Imagine if everybody throws and leaves their clothes or their towel or different things in the bathroom. It's crazy. And so learning chores is a good responsibility. We also teach them other life skills, working, cooking, sewing, canning, gardening. Mechanics, unfortunately, I can't fix a transmission, so we didn't learn any mechanics on the road here. We have animals and they do crafts, a variety of things, whatever happens. Well, we have to build a fence, teach them fence building. We have to build a coop or something for chickens. Well, that's what happens, so they learn whatever. We have gardens for fresh food. We teach the kids how to prepare the soil, plant the seed, water it, and when it's ready, harvest and eat it. Most kids come to the ranch like vegetables. But when they learn to grow it, they learn to love it, amen. And I sometimes go out and I watch the kids watering or whatever. They sneak a taste. We let the plants, some of them go to seed so they can see where the seeds come from and learn the whole cycle of gardening. And then that right thing is our hot box. Why? I thought it was hot in Arizona. Yes, it's very hot. This weekend's supposed to hit 120 at my home. That's crazy. Yeah. But we have a hot box for the purpose of winter time. We sometimes get cold. We have 4 inches of ice sometimes on the animal water. Oh, that's strange. It is a strange place to live. So we have hot boxes. Yeah. That's ours. I don't know how it happened. I only wanted chickens and goats, but we ended up with pigs and sheep and cows and all this other stuff. So it's kind of cool. This here, this donkey, is poking his nose through. He's a rehab student too. He was up at our summer camp where we go because it's too hot in Arizona. He was up there, he was hiring campers, eating the flowers and doing all kinds of naughty thing. And the camp director, he came to me and he said, "Want a donkey?" And I said, "No." "Why, you have one?" He says, "Yes, and we really, really need to get rid of him. He needs rehab." But a donkey, come on. I heard donkeys do good with chasing off coyotes and other animals, so I thought maybe this one would work too. Obviously it didn't, but anyway, I saw the donkey at the camp and I walked up to him and I said, "Do you want to move to hot, hot Arizona and live on my ranch where the kid will pull your ears and pull your tail right on you?" And the donkey looked at me, nodded his head, "Yes." He knows sign language. That is just too weird for words, so I went. The next day happened. There was the donkey again. Now notice he never bites me. That's nice. It's a good donkey. But I asked him the same question. "Want to move to hot, hot Arizona and live on my ranch where the kid will ride you, pull your tail and pull your ear?" And he nodded his head again, "Yes." And there were no flies, no bugs bothering him. Oh. I told the camp director, I said, "Okay, we'll take your donkey. One condition, if he's really, really bad as you say, he comes back." And the camp director, he said, "Oh, and I'll just shoot him and eat him." And I'm like, "Oh, that's terrible." So he's been with us for many years now. The kids pull his ears, pull his tail, and they ran on him. That was our horse for many years. Also builds self-esteem. That boy over there, really, he's not deaf, but his parents are deaf. He's called a quote, child of deaf adult, the child of deaf adult. He was always whining. He says, "What if I can't? What if I can't have no self-confidence?" So we had a rodeo when he was up because his parents know us. And we were doing pig catch at one of the events. And so he said, "No, no, I won't, I won't. I can't, I don't think I can catch the pig." So I let all the other kids go first. And my son, he noticed the pig was getting tired. We had the boys first and then the girl. And this boy was last because he refused. And my son, he wanted to swap off the pig, and I said, "No, it's almost done." He said, "Okay." Then I pushed the boy, and I pushed him in there. I said, "Now go, catch that pig. Everybody's watching." Scary peer pressure. So he goes over there, he picks it up. I caught the pig. Wow, he's really proud of himself. I've never seen him smile so big. It's a good picture, amen. Nice. And over here we have birthday parties for students. Sometimes we have students that come, they've never had a birthday. Interesting, never celebrate anything. They're not Jehovah's Witnesses, right? Just a normal family. So we do birthdays for them and other things. Our community service. Sometimes deaf kids get into trouble with the law. So we need what? Community service for them. So our sheriff department asked us if we could take deaf kids for 501c3. We can take deaf kids and help them. So this boy on this side, the picture in black, he was in trouble with the law for stealing, trying to buy drugs. So he was up for a whole weekend with us. And so we got to keep him. He's limited to the number of hours he can work each day. But when he's off, we preach. Bible study, preaching. So he got saved, and then got saved, and we got a fence. He didn't build the whole thing, but part of it. But it's a good way to help with the community. Other activities at the ranch, we have camp out, we have cookout, and a routine activity, just fun and game. Down here, all the lights, we use Christmas lights, sometimes for lighting in the hay barn. And that the man who's preaching there is from our, what we call our missions board, but it's a financial clearing house that we use called Baptist International Outreach. And he knows sign language. He was a missionary to South Mexico and later to, I think, Peru or someplace. So he came out to investigate, make sure we all missions field. So he looked, and I said, now you get to preach to the students for the tap out. Okay. He knew already, he was ready. So he preached. We had two boys, I spelled that with a Z on the end, and they came forward, I want to be saved. So David Peach, the man, he took him, and the other two boys that were with them, they were looking out. But obviously they didn't pay attention. So I shared my salvation testimony with them. And then those two, I need Jesus in my heart. So they both came and got saved too. The other two came. And my son, my oldest boy, he was starting the campfire. And there was a baby rattlesnake under one of the benches. It was a good thing those two boys didn't pay attention. I had to witness to them too, because if not, we would have all gone over and somebody probably would have been bit by a baby rattlesnake. God has a plan. Amen. So it was a good camp out. We also, we have that zoo. What do? With the zoo other than eat it? We have petting zoos. We go to a market, we get to hand out tract. Sometimes we talk to people that know sign language. Sometimes we meet deaf people. We also sell jam from the fruit. Much of it's from cactus fruit or pomegranate fruit thing that we grow on the ranch. Other outreach, we have Deaf Nation Expo. Deaf Nation Expo, they have about 12 expos each year. It goes around the USA, and there's other vendors there, so we're just a part of that. And we have surveying booths. One, it's a good way for our students to learn outreach and witnessing. And another way to help deaf people become saved in Jesus Christ. That's fun. Also involved with grandma's Easter and Christmas. Other activities that they're involved with is Vacation Bible School. They have that up there. sometimes we base it on a movie or something, whatever is popular to attract people. Down below is Valentine Banquet. We study one country each year. Recently we studied Iceland. So sometimes we will dress up like them and we'll do different scenes from their country. We try to contact a missionary who is there and then we eat food. People come, they give money for the meal, and that helps our rehab program too. We also have other youth activities at the church, often inside because it's hot in the summertime. We have church, we require students to come to our church. And we also have camp, that's not at the ranch because summertime is hot. Like I think I just recently mentioned, it's supposed to be 120 this weekend. Who wants to camp in the backyard in 120 degrees? So we go up to New Mexico and we go to Apache Creek Deaf and Youth Camp there. And I let other people do the work and I just preach, amen. Every other summer I go to Africa. This year is one of those summers that I go to Africa. July 14th, I will be flying out. August 5th, I come back home again. What do I do in Africa? Well, it's only 95 degrees there, so I just sweat a little bit compared to home in Arizona. It's humid. But we have, at the very bottom, we have a camp in Benin. They have a few deaf schools and churches in the country of Benin. Do you know where Benin is? Small country. You know where Nigeria is? Yeah, not proper country. Right next to it. Africa is like this. Right there is Nigeria. Over here, little tiny country is Benin. So we go there. I have a friend who grew up there. And they speak French. I don't know much French myself, especially not spoken French. But we go and I preach the deaf camp there. I will preach about 10 sermons, two per day, one in the morning, one at night. And I do games. And a lot of people get saved. First year I went was 2010. And we have 49 and deaf. And the caps I'm hearing, I'm sure, received Jesus Christ. But it didn't stop at that. I did something weird, maybe I'll tell you later, but we had a whole village where there's no water, running water, and no electricity. And that's near where the new, what you see in the picture here, the new school for the deaf is that we started, the Christian school for the deaf. And, they saw me do something. I was just like, wow, man of God. And another weird thing, they have special shoes for pastors and evangelists. Do you know, it looks like, some people may say clown shoes or elf shoes. Their shoes crawl up. Kind of like skis or something weird. But they're also pointy. Well, there's a little flat, my mind will point to you. And I went using cowboy boots, and they saw my boot. Oh, you evangelist. Good. They assumed that I was an evangelist just because of my shoes, amen. So we had hearing people from the small village come to the larger village, and we have a wall around the old school with a rental place. And they were all out there. I think we had maybe people hearing. And the police showed up. The mayor of the big village showed up. Said, oh no, this is deaf camp. You care? Washington, right? They care. If not blocking the road, all right. We had several who were willing to voice interpret to the foreign people their language. And also in French. So, the police. Well, okay, but limited size, 30 or less. So it was really fun because one night I saw all these heads on the wall. It's about a 6 foot tall wall. And all these heads were there. It's dark. And I was looking because I could see some like lights. Oh, it was their eyes. And I would wave and then I'd go, all these big white smiles were showing. It was really interesting. I tried to take a picture and it didn't work. But that's what was happening. I did not know how many got saved, but just the last day we had 12 hearing people get saved. But what about the rest of the week? I have no idea. Maybe there was more. Maybe we had over 100 saved. I don't know. God knows that's what's important. Amen. Then I went again in 2013, like 3 years later, and again 2015, and now this year we'll be going. Every year we have over 100 people basically receive Jesus Christ. So it's awesome what happens there. People are hungry. We also have pastor training school. We have many deaf pastors and evangelists. They want to learn more about the Bible. So we have a 1 week pastor training school. Then we go to the country of Togo, which is right next to Benin. They also speak French, but a different African language. So we have other interpreters for that. And that's basically what I do. That fills up my 3 weeks. And we do projects for the school, like bridges, painting, classroom. That's this year. And we do other things, building, toilets, showers. Shower's not the same as here. You have a bucket of water, you scoop it and you splash it on yourself. Soap down, you splash it off. That's a shower there, so it's pretty cool. So that's what we do there. Why do we have Remington Deaf Ranch? Because existing deaf programs around the USA, and there's very few of them, runs controlled by the Mormon. They do not use God's word. They don't have the Bible involved with their program. One of the reasons why the government won't support you if you use the Bible. I am not government supported. I depend on churches and individuals for support for the ranch. Most deaf cannot succeed in hearing programs. Well, we tried at the beginning, we tried to put them in hearing programs, but the hearing program would not provide interpreters for the whole week. Maybe 1 or 2 days out of the week when they would have a class. The deaf get bored easy. One deaf man, he said, before experience rehab, and I was so bored and depressed when I got out, I went back to alcohol and drugs again. So it doesn't work that way. You have to have somebody who can communicate with them the whole time they are there. And they gave me papers. This is what we have them read. Maybe the deaf can just read. I looked it over. I gave it to some of the deaf. It's above the 2nd to 5th grade level education. Got big words in it, and the deaf, they would understand it. So it doesn't work. Kids need attention, full of energy. So we need to have them there. And deaf need communication in their language. Obvious. Of the deaf who have come to the ranch, 95% come from a broken home, in a divorced family situation. 5 come from a single parent or a normal family. I don't know what a normal family is, do you? My daughter doesn't know either. We have strange family. And then most started drugs or alcohol around the age of 9 to 11 years old. Right? How? Deaf schools. They have high school all the way on campus. They influence the younger kids to start drugs at an early age. So it's really a mess. That's why we have it. And facts about the deaf world. The deaf population is over 300 million deaf in the world. the deaf population of the USA is over 30 million. In fact, somebody told me 40 million now, so it's growing. If you took all the deaf in the world and put them into one country, it would probably be the third largest country in the world. Well, worldwide, more than 1,500 deaf die every day. Worldwide, more than 2,000 deaf are born every day. Somebody said, well, 2,000 die every day, 3,000 born every day. So the number gets bigger and bigger. The gene pool gets smaller and smaller. You have a much higher percentage of the chance of deaf being born. In fact, in the island countries, a lot of people born deaf because there's not a big gene pool for them. So it's a growing situation. In fact, Mormons usually marry Mormon, often marry within family, multiple wives, everything. A lot of Mormon deaf, I've noticed. Deaf churches in the Mormons are big, so it's a big problem. 92% of the deaf children have hearing parents who do not know sign language, can't communicate with them. What do you do? Send them off to the deaf school, or hear about drugs, they have to come to my ranch, and my home's a kid. But it's a problem, communication. Many deaf board a home, no communication. What to do? They go off and try to find their own small world. And last, the deaf population is growing every day, but most are not being reached with the gospel. We need people who are willing to go witness to deaf. Our goal is to get full support. We have maybe 20-25% of our support. We need more. We want to grow the ranch program. We need to move to a larger property, but we need more support before we can do that. We want to be able to build separate dorms for the boys and the girls. Boys way over here, girls way over there, amen. And we want to have rattlesnakes in between. I'd like to keep it there. We also need more staff, dorm parents, and teachers. I've been teaching alone. It's a lot of work. So pray for us that we can get the support and get more staff. And we would like to be able to take on kids immediately. We had a boy in Georgia, he wanted to come. But my ranch was full. I have a limited room for them. I had 6 kids of my own, so limited room. And so we told the boy, wait. Ron, we'll graduate soon, then you can come, okay? So when we called him to come, he was in jail, 5 for stealing. So he was stuck, so we took on another student. Then he got out of jail and he called and he said, I can come now. So wait, we're full now. Graduate one more. Then called him, couldn't get a hold of him, his mom replied and she said, well, we were in an accident and we were not wearing seatbelts. He fell out and there was a stand post metal. He flew over there, cut off his leg. So he was in physical therapy rehab for that. So, okay, we took on another student. Then he said, oh, I'm ready now. Well, so he called us, sorry, we're full. You see, it's a problem. So we would like to have drums. So when one kid is ready, they can come. Now the boy is too old to come to the program, so it becomes a problem. Last, we've had requests from adults that want a rehab program too. Some have tried or you, but that's usually involved with the hearing church, becomes a problem. So pray for us that we can get a large property and start boys, girls, and adults too. Amen. The Bible, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the earth. Our Jerusalem is Phoenix, Arizona. We have the church and ranch program to work with it up there. Our Judah is Arizona. We have outreaches, we have camps. We take kids to go to camp or invite them to come visit the ranch. Our Samaria is the USA. We do deaf expos as much as possible. I don't do all 12 of my father-in-law does. So we found every man who's interested in doing the same thing. So we teamed up. It's called Roman's Road for the Deaf. So it's pretty cool. I get to go. I do what's in the West, what's close to home, easy for me, that I can take the kid, I can go and get back home quick. We also do what's called Deaf Baptist Fellowship of America, DBFA. That's what we're heading for now. So we do that every year, and evangelism. I preach at camps, preach at different deaf churches around the USA when they ask. And the utmost parts of the earth, I've been to Mexico, Canada, and Africa, doing different things, whatever helps to build the deaf. We can't reach them without you. Please pray for us. Amen. We need all the prayer we can get. But is that clock right?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Do I have a few minutes left?
Usually.
No. Better cut them. Okay. I can cut. Thank you.
All right. Man.
All right, that was a blessing, amen.
Amen.
All right, well, we're going to take a break for about 10 minutes, and then we'll have the morning service. Amen.